What's up, bitches? Welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast with your host, Brandon Lynette. Make sure you have subscribed so you never miss an episode. If you are someone who has tuned in regularly, it's probably time for you to leave a review. Okay? Do it anonymously, whatever you want to do, but the reviews are going to help me kick Amazon and Spotify in gear as far as getting my podcast seen by people who otherwise wouldn't see it. Make sure you share the podcast. Make sure you are joining my Facebook group called Listen Bitch, where I post journal prompts Monday through Friday. And then sign up for emails at brandonlynette.com. I'm a little lackey. I didn't get an email out today, but hopefully tomorrow you guys have one. If not, that's okay. I am neck deep in our finances right now. That's how I've been spending my day, and then reorganizing my office, just reorganizing, what do you call it? I moved shit around. Okay. I needed a new view. It was driving me nuts. So I just rearranged some shit in here, but I want to talk about a way to set goals for self-improvement. Okay. And definitely getting into my finances today has inspired the talk, okay? Because money matters. That's it. Everything you do actually matters. And self-improvement is something that it's something that we talk about, but we never really focus on, okay? And there are a shit ton of ways to be able to seek self-improvement, okay? Sometimes we can make significant changes, but most of the time we can create small changes and take small steps, and it's still going to create massive expansion in your life. That's how it works. So let's take a look at five goals you could set, okay? How can we work towards self-improvement, okay? Establish a workout routine. And it's not about waiting until the next new year, bitch. That's like 9 months away, okay? 8 months now. I know you might have missed the mark for January, but it's not too late now. Just fucking do it. Get yourself to a gym, download a program, hire a personal trainer. Just get something that is geared for you, something that you can enjoy, and kickstart your journey. 100%. It changes everything. It's an immediate shift in your energy and who you are as a person. If you want to be someone different, you have to start showing up as someone different, okay? Be the bitch that shows up for herself, that honors and respects that her body is here and you're going to give it the best possible chance to live the best life. Okay. And honestly, like, I'm one of those people, like, a personal trainer matters to me. Right now I have a really good video that has, it pulled me in and I absolutely love it. So that's working for me right now. But this is where I'm getting that sense of energy and the sense of control over my life, okay? Because when you're a mom of six and you have a shit ton of things happening in your life, you need some sort of sense of control, right? I'm a control freak. I don't know about you, but I like to know that I am in complete control, and kind of having these workouts for me help me feel that. And maybe if you're someone who has just been cooped up, you feel like, you know, you want to meet people and do different things, do things like joining the Y, where you can get into a group class with people, you know, be able to network, socialize. You don't even know the opportunities that are waiting for you when you open the door and you say yes to yourself, okay? You've got to get on top of your finances. I know I had a coach, one of the women I worked with at the beginning of last year was like, you have to date your money. And I've even told this to people, like, you have to sit down every week and date your money. I just keep taking that for granted. I keep, you know, telling myself, oh, this is good. And we just keep going. But there is power over knowing what's going out. Sorting out your finances, it frees you from continued concern and worry. And it helps you feel more in, you know it, control. Okay. And being able to gauge that, I know areas that we can fix to improve our, you know, just savings, investments, any opportunity that we have, I can see areas where that can improve. So take time to get on top of the money situation. Okay. Stop living blindly, flying by the seat of your pants. Just, you know what I'm saying? Consider your income, your expenditures, set financial goals that are going to make you happy. Okay. Whether it's saving for a holiday, it's improving your house, or buying a new motorcycle, Benjamin and Brandon, Jesus Christ. Okay. You've got to take charge of the finances, okay? getting on top of them, you can start looking to the future and take control of the money. You can identify places where you can save the money. You can budget effectively. You can reduce the stress. You can see even where you can invest, and you might be able to stretch your money further. Doing this made me realize how important my side gig is. Okay. If you do not have a side gig right now, I'm encouraging you get one. What would $200, just even $200-$300 a month do to change the trajectory of your life right now? That's what a side hustle is. Okay. And then something that was really important to me today, getting into all of this, bitch, you're literally coming through my life right now for self-improvement. Okay. Brandon Lynette's leveling up today. Organize your home. And I did not go through my entire house. It was my office today. Okay. Because what happens is all of a sudden I was starting to just kind of leave my office. Like I literally took my laptop out to the living room last night just because it was so chaotic in here. I couldn't think. And that did not help me. Okay. My office was created so I could have a space where there weren't distractions. There weren't kids. It was just a good, you know, beautiful, energetic place where I could work. And since the kitten and I lived in here for a few weeks and I moved out, I've just neglected it. I come in here, I do my things and I leave, and I just always seem like I'm in too much of a hurry to take care of it. Okay. It was affecting me. Organized home, clutter-free home. This reduces stress and makes you feel more in control. Okay. When you organize your home, you can identify what you need and don't need. I literally took out two big ass bags of garbage from my office. That's ridiculous. Okay. But doing something like this, it can inspire you and excite you, rekindle your passion for your personal space. Like the baby was upset tonight. She wanted me to come lay with her, and I'm knee deep in, you know, a year worth of financial spending. Okay. Just combing through our bank statements. And I'm like, I just don't want to break away from this. I want to finish it. But who says no to the 4-year-old? Okay. So I went up there and I was actually excited to come back down because I knew my office was, you know, done. I'd done this right before I got into the finances. And I'm like, this feels really good. Okay. Something else I think that is really important if you're looking for self-improvement or self-improvement goals is to repair broken relationships. Okay. Friendships and relationships are a key part of healthy, well-balanced life. And sometimes we can lose touch with friends and family, and it's not always intentional. I get it. I get it. If you're like Brandon Lynette, you put the walls up and you just cut out any toxic bullshit because you have to keep your eyes on the prize and not have any distractions. Okay. We do those things, but sometimes we've done it in a way that doesn't match our current growth. Okay. So it's important to reach out and repair broken or fractured relationships. 100%. Take time to connect with someone that you've been meaning to catch up with. And then plan regular sessions where you can connect with your friends or your family. This helps remind you of how fortunate you are and will make you feel more supported and also, you know, feel more supportive. It's kind of a dual action relationship. And I'm not just saying this because I'm talking to my mom and my sister. I mean, I'm literally talking to a lot of people I haven't talked to in a very long time. So I'm just in a season of healing. I'm in a season. Okay. Build a social calendar into your life. This is something that I am dragging my feet on, especially because I want to bring people on the podcast. Okay. I know you bitches are tired of just hearing me every single day. Like, let's get some people on here. Let's hear what their perspective is. Right. I'm still working on that. Okay. It's just another level of growth. I'm building the foundation to be able to get there and feel good about it. Okay. But you can learn so much from people around you. And that's what I love, having conversations with people. Okay. You could teach other people and pass on your own wisdom. Knowledge is power. And 100%, I learn something new from people I talk to every single day. I want you to reevaluate your career. Like, what are you doing right now? Take a moment to look at the career path you have chosen. Does it fulfill you? Are you still engaging? Are you giving it your all? Or are you like, fuck this, this is stupid? If you feel stuck in a rut but don't want to change your career, consider whether, you know, you can move to a different department. Maybe you need a promotion. Whatever it takes to reinvigorate your current position, okay? Attitude of gratitude. If you're keen to jump ship and overhaul your career, fucking do it, okay? Consider whether you should pursue further education. You know, what do you want to do next? I'm flirting with the idea of going back to school, right? But you have to get back to the basics. Probably 2 weeks ago, we had the conversations of your core values, your core beliefs, and finding your superpower. So you have to go to the foundation of what Who are you? What is your essence like? What motivates you? Do some research into your dream career, something you would love to be doing. Speak to like-minded friends, volunteer to gain skills and achieve self-satisfaction. There's so many ways we can improve who we are, but sometimes all we have to do is take a step back and reevaluate our position where we are. Okay. So the truth is, let's get to the meat and potatoes, bitch. You are in control of the choices that you make to improve yourself and your life. If you are not satisfied right now with the way things are going or who you are, how you're living, then do something to change it. You're not stuck. And every excuse that you come up with is just that. It's an excuse. It's an excuse to keep you safe, and it's killing you. That's it. You're stuck on a story. Okay. That's what happens to everybody. They get stuck on a story and they refuse to move past it. You not moving past it, you're literally starting to put your feet in cement, because there's going to be a point where you just acknowledge it's too late and you give up altogether. At least right now, you have a fighting chance. You have a fighting chance because you see what's possible. You can see that. You wouldn't be listening to this if you could not see what was possible. So I encourage you today to take massive responsibility for where you are. Okay. I have a great guidebook, Once Upon a Time Bitches. Make sure you pick that up. You can go to onceuponatimebitches.com. You can find it on Amazon or you can find it on Audible. Get the book. Okay. I give you my seven maxims to taking control of where you are and determining your destiny. You get to create this life. That's our superpower. Literally, we all have it and we take it for granted. So flip the script today. I want you to walk in gratitude. I want you to take some steps to just improve one area of your life. If that means sitting with your money, then fucking do it. If that means sitting with, you know, your essence and trying to figure out who the fuck you are, then do it. Whatever it takes for you to feel inspired again, to start new, you get a do-over. You get a do-over, and there's a lot of people in the world that aren't getting one today. I want you to consider that. Consider that in gratitude that you woke up with a chance to do the things, you came here to do. So I know today is quick. I love you, bitch. I will see you tomorrow. And yeah, make sure you're subscribed. You don't miss an episode.